Yep.
I call this Village of Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals meeting to order at 7:38 on December 18th, 2024. Thanks for everyone coming out today. The first order of business we have today is the resolution from 68 Cal Hollow. Everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Alan. You can go do the minutes.
You work so hard on me.
So you really do a very thorough job with the minutes, Jenna.
Thank you.
Motion to move, to approve.
Second, we pray. All in favor to approve the minutes from the November 20th, 2012 meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye or aye. The motion to approve the minutes passes. Now, I'm going to jump out of order and I'll do it myself. We have the 68 High Hollow Road. Has everyone received a draft of the resolution that was prepared by the attorney?
I have.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anyone have any issues or changes they want to make to the?
Conditions seem appropriate to what they talked about last week.
You were looking for that.
Yeah, I read through it and I like the present. It's really good conditions.
Last meeting, we had already went through the five factors for this, right?
You did, and there also, that whole analysis is embodied in the draft that's before you as well.
So if we're ready, I can take a motion to approve or deny the resolution as drafted.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Second.
All in favor to approve the resolution as drafted for 68 Cal Hollow Road, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Seeing no opposition, the motion passes unanimously.
Right, you can sign that tonight if you want to while you're here, if there's a version of it.
Sure.
You know, or you could come back another day after the names of who offered the motion and who seconded it.
Okay.
Did you even handwrite it in or type
it? If you want to just send it to me, I'll try to.
Yeah, I know you like to do the on the computer.
And then I'll get it as quick as possible too.
No problem.
Okay. Next, the next order of business is the three applications. decisions by the Congregation Rabbinical Institute of Harkov Incorporated. We have been dealing with them generally as, even though there's three, as a single application. My kind of thoughts on how to move forward is to, we had a draft resolution on this on
June 3rd. Is that tomorrow or next week?
I think it's recording. So
yeah, sorry. It's recording everything that we say.
Yeah, why don't we wait to get a clear record?
What?
I'm sorry, we're in the middle of this application and you're talking to the person that's taking the minutes, so we want to just pause.
So, anyway, thank you.
Okay.
So, my initial thoughts were to, as we had a draft resolution and we kind of had some time to think about it, I would.
You can help Nicole Holland.
I think that we should, you know, that's a good, it worked well for the board, that if we see a draft, or actually there's two draft resolutions, and if the board has any other comments on it, this is my thoughts are, that we would make a motion to direct the attorney to draft one resolution in favor of the board granting the applications, and one resolution denying the applications. And then the board will have time to consider them. Maybe take a attorney board confidentiality meeting. And then before or at the next meeting, then we will vote on it.
So the only potential complicating matter is that I looked at the calendar. I thought that the 62 days to make a decision from the close of the public hearing, and 62 days. I thought the meeting was the third Wednesday in January, which would be fine. The meeting is the fourth Wednesday, which is the 63rd day. And prior to the meeting, I just spoke to the applicant's counsel, Mr. Churgin, who's here in the audience. And I think he represented that he'd be willing to waive the 62-day rule only for a day, so that a decision would be due on Wednesday, the 22nd of January. Is that accurate, Mr. Churgin? I mean, put words in your mouth.
I was trying to make your calendar work for you. Your meeting is scheduled after the 60 days from when you close the public hearing. And I didn't want to penalize you for that. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it fucked up. So I'm willing to agree, and my client's willing to agree, not just me, who am I? But my client's willing to agree to allow it to go to the next scheduled meeting, which is the 22nd of January.
Very good. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so if that's, you know, that would be an acceptable way to proceed. If you want to direct me to prepare both resolutions, circulate them to you, and then, you know, with certainly the expectation that you'd be ready to make a decision and would make a decision on the 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my, I mean, is anyone?
No, that's fine.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yep. No, that's acceptable.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay, so the motion is to direct me to prepare the resolutions and draft resolutions for your consideration.
Yeah, two draft
and resolutions.
For the next meeting. That
and those will address the points similar to what we just
pointed. Yeah, one will be that we grant as requested or deny as we see fit.
Okay.
And then we'll take time to consider it. We'll go through the factors, I believe.
Yeah.
There's a different standard of review for the use variance on the four-factor test, not the five-factor test, and we'll go through that in the next hearing.
Yeah, and you know, whatever other factors, all the
right.
You'll address, you know, all the arguments and points that were made and all the facts that were presented.
Do we have a motion for that? Okay, that's by Kevin. Do we have a second? Okay. attorney to draft two resolutions to be voted on at the next scheduled zoning board hearing.
Maybe we should just say the date again, just to make sure. We definitely have it on the record.
January 22nd.
At 7:30 p.m.
Is this on 68 Four Hall Road that you're doing this resolution on?
No, the test that. We just did that.
Was that approved or disapproved? I didn't.
Oh, we approved it.
With conditions.
They're going to get the zoning then. They're going to get the zoning change.
Yeah, with 10 conditions. So, and a copy of the resolution will be available to you as soon as with the village clerk.
Okay.
They have to tie in with the sewer before. That was the biggest thing. It's not a public hearing. You don't have to make a motion to close.
You didn't make a motion to close the meeting.
I'm sorry. Not to interrupt you.
Yeah, not so bad.
The real reason I'm here, the only reason I'm here tonight, is because you guys were supposed to do the secret determination on the use variance application at the last meeting. You couldn't. You adjourned it to here. That's why we're here tonight.
We'll do the secret determination on the next meeting as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, let's just say it's for formality. So we have a motion to second it.
Okay. Motion to close the meeting?
Yes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
See you in opposition.